Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Massachusetts is on the verge of pardoning people with marijuana-related convictions. State officials say the decision this week is the most far-reaching action taken since the Biden administration pardoned low-level federal cannabis offenses in 2022. From member station WBUR, Simone Rios has this report.
The pardon's announcement comes 16 years after Massachusetts decriminalized possession of marijuana for personal use. Governor Maura Healey said Wednesday that the pardons will remove obstacles to jobs, housing, and other opportunities obstructed by weed convictions.
In fact, we believe that this is the most sweeping cannabis pardon ever proposed by any governor in the United States. That's because this pardon will apply to all misdemeanor possession convictions in the state courts. Those eligible number in the hundreds of thousands.
Massachusetts joins a number of states, including Illinois, Oregon, and Pennsylvania, that have established pardon programs for low-level marijuana offenses. Advocates across Massachusetts praised the pardons. They say it's a correction to a decades-long war on drugs that disproportionately hurt poor people and people of color. But many say the pardons are only a first step. Weed convictions will still appear on people's records. Chris Dearborn runs a criminal defense clinic at Suffolk University Law School in Boston.
You can pardon somebody all you want, but if there's still a paper trail for the conduct and there's still a stigma attached to the conduct, somebody can still find it, right? So it can still theoretically cause some impediments to progress for people.
Dearborn says a more impactful policy would be blanket expungements for weed offenses, meaning the convictions would be erased from people's records. That would have to come from the legislature. Other advocates say the weed pardons are just low-hanging fruit. They want pardons for people with low-level drug offenses. Devin Alexander runs a cannabis delivery company in Boston. Standing at the governor's side on Wednesday, he recounted the impact of his arrest at 17 years old.
You know, driving with some friends who happened to be white. I was the only black one in the car. I got pulled out of the car because they smelled cannabis, and they found me possessing around 3 grams of cannabis, and I was arrested for that. So I had plans of going to the U.S. Air Force, but those plans were quickly derailed due to that arrest.
Now Alexander says all marijuana-related convictions should be pardoned, not just the low-level offenses covered in the governor's initiative. The measure still requires approval from the 8-member governor's council before taking effect. For NPR News, I'm Simone Rios in Boston.